This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for 7, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and 1 in every 6 Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, welcome. It's the 500th show of Who's Talking. Who believes, Hobbo?
It's hard to believe, 14 and a half years ago, over lunch, we hatched this idea, and here we are in season 15, so it's been a fun run.
It's crazy. Tonight is our 500th show. It's been a wild ride. It's been very interesting.
We've had some championships along the way, some disappointments, but that's the nature of athletics. And we want to point out right away, Friday's Broad and Glenside, we're having a gathering after the show. $2 drafts, appetizer specials, great food. It's going to be a lot of fun. Door prizes. We're giving away a signed football from Tony Elliott and a signed basketball from Tony Bennett. So please come by if you have any opportunity to. It's just going to be a lot of fun as we celebrate our 500th broadcast here tonight. Hard to believe.
Please come on over. The fun begins at 6:15 p.m., so come on over. We also have live music. There's gift bags for the first 50 attendees, and it's going to be a riot. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That's the plan, at least.
Yes.
Yes. We won a football game on Saturday, so yeah, we're so in a festive mood.
We're going to go crazy.
You know, what's the one difference between this game and every other game this year?
I don't know. Why didn't they win all the other games?
Hobbo showed up in person for this one. I think I'm the lucky charm.
Well, and Bobby Call was there. All right, hey.
Well, he's probably been there for other games, too.
We have two of our favorite people in studio with us. We've got David Deck, longtime contributor, Lax Maniac, and we have very good friend and very important supporter this year, Dr. Bobby Call. And, Bobby played defensive back at UVA. And, you know, I could tell you, having been tackled in Newcomb Hall by Bobby Call on one raucous evening, he could pack a wallop.
Well, the best thing Bobby does is he raises the collective IQ of the room, that's for sure. So it's good to have somebody in here who's bright.
Yes, well, and he was quite the talent.
You know, I'm always amazed at how many doctors have come out of the Virginia football program.
Hey,
you know, maybe that's why we can't win. We got too many smart guys.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. It's been a lot of fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And, to talk about the show real quickly, we've got David Sloan on the line. We're about to bring him on. David played running back at UVA back in the 70s and certainly one of the great personalities in the history of UVA football and one of the all-time great guys. And he did some lacrosse refereeing for about 30 years.
Well, the key for David is he's been around almost as long as I have, so he really is an old-timer.
I don't know how he survived Hobgood. But anyway, then we have Dr. Jody Smith joining us in a little while. He's been with us from day one. Billy McMullen is joining us later in the show, and obviously Bobby's in studio with us, and David's in studio with us. We're going to have a blast. So, all right, let's bring David Sloat on. David, are you there?
I'm here, and congratulations. You guys are right behind Johnny Carson in the Tonight Show.
Well, you know what? When I think about it, it is a little surprising and kind of remarkable. I mean, it's crazy to think.
Yeah, for this kind of show. And by the way, Frank is my Ed McMahon. I just want you to know that.
He's nuts. I'm Doc Severtson, baby. I got the band.
Hey, there you are.
I'm jamming. All right. David, I know you enjoyed the game a whole lot more this past weekend than the last couple of weekends. Please tell us some of the highlights and some of the things that you liked and some of the things that Virginia's going to need going forward. They've got a bye week this week, and then they start playing some good teams like North Carolina and
Miami.
And, you know, Miami suddenly looks very vulnerable to me.
Well, at least from a coaching perspective.
Their coaches, they need to have their heads examined. All right. So without postponing anymore, please tell us your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts. You know, I read what you wrote prior to the William & Mary game, and I felt like a lot of what I had written down in my notes was almost just shy of plagiarism, but the Hunter offense is still alive at UVA, so I'm not going to claim that I plagiarized anything. You know, it's great having an open date before we go down and play the North Carolina Tar Heels, my least favorite team in all of America, who you know, is pretty daggone good. I mean, they got a quarterback that's the real deal. He's going to be making a lot of money on Sundays. It's nice for us to have that open date right now because I think we've, like most teams, gotten banged up. The difference between us and a heck of a lot of teams is we don't have a ton of depth, and the depth we do have is very young. So I think it's great that we have this open date. Whoever scheduled it properly. You know, you never know. It's why they play the game. I've been encouraged by the progression of this team. You know, I know there were a couple games we should have won. There were some bonehead plays. There were some things that, you know, kids are kids and you know, they're learning the ropes, and there's a lot of fingers we could point. And but you know, I tell you, we're at the end of the day, for me, and having been around during a time where we did not win a lot of football games, but we continued to play hard, these kids haven't quit, and these coaches, I don't think, have quit. And that, to me, is something to take to the bank and take home as a positive. We may not win another game. I mean, nothing's going to get any easier from here on out.
But, you know, David, Bobby Call here, you know, you talk about practice and winning and losing, and, you know, it's hard to get over that hump. And what it takes,
it
I think, is you got to make the plays. And the more winning plays you make, you create muscle memory. And so you're going to do it again next time. And until you've made enough of those winning plays, it's hard to win, especially when it counts. Yeah.
That's a good point, Bobby. And, you know, and certainly this is something that we can build on. I mean, we were talking Saturday at the alumni tailgate. You know, it wasn't unusual for us to lose to William & Mary, you know, through the years. I don't know what the overall record is, the series record is. But, you know, that was a good, solid win against a team. And a lot of teams that were 0-5 would have laid down and called it a day. And so I think if you come away with some positives, that's my contribution. And I think you bring up an excellent point. You know, you had, you know, we held William & Mary to 147 yards rushing, and we turned around and had 221 yards rushing, you know, almost a 5 yard per carry average. That is the best game of the season for us offensively.
Hey, David, let me ask you about that. You know, 221 on the ground, is that the offensive line is starting to come together a little better, or is it the fact we're playing an FCS team rather than an FBS team?
Well, you got to remember, Hobo, I'll preface that by saying William & Mary got, I think, 7 votes in the top 25 AP poll this past weekend. So, you know what, William & Mary, I mean, maybe before this weekend, I can't remember, but they got votes for top 25. So they are respected out there. But, you know, I think we've got some good, I think we have good skill players. I'd like to see us use our tight end more, but haven't we been saying that for decades now? Ever since Heath Miller left, you know, we're like, throw the damn ball to the tight end. You know, we have a great, I think, Malik and
Washington.
Malachi.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, Malachi, those two guys. I mean, Malachi, both those guys could be playing on Sunday. Paris Jones had a great day. You know, he had 12 carries for 134 yards. Not bad. Cam Robinson came in as a freshman. He'd been banged up all season. He had 12 tackles. Jonas Sankert, a kid from Covenant Christian School in Charlottesville, 8 tackles. He's going to play on Sundays, potentially.
I think so.
James Jack. You know, we've got some promise. And these young kids are going to start figuring this out. And as long as they stay mentally in the game and don't pack it in, you know, one thing I want to say to people, these kids are working hard. These coaches are working hard. And so I understand they're open for criticism, you know, and that's part of today's world and part of playing sports in general. But please don't ever doubt their commitment to try and do the best they can.
You know, on that note, you know, when you look at the roster, the defensive roster, between the D-backs and the linebackers, there were eight or nine position switches, injuries, new people on there. They're young to begin with, and now they're in a different position. So you're right. I mean, it takes time to get to know your position.
Yep, it sure does. And I think the future's bright as long as we can do what we can do to retain these kids. You know, it's a different world out there. The NIL,
the transfer
portal. I mean, you start adding it all up, and Bobby, you may or may not go along with me. I'm a little bit tongue in cheek, but I mean, you know, Virginia ain't for everybody. You know, if I'm a kid looking and you look at the facilities, if you look overall at our athletic program, our athletic department, and what they have achieved in the last couple, 3 years working out of trailers on the side of the old U-Haul site, you know, it's pretty daggone amazing. Obviously, you have a basketball over there in the JPJ, which is pretty sweet. But, you know, the JPJ is going to be old pretty soon, too. So, anyway.
You're right. You're right. And all those non-revenue sports are in the trailers. And look how many national champions we went.
But they're about to move into a renovated McHugh Center. The new football support building will be available.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This spring,
that's going to be amazing,
and that should be a big deal.
It's amazing. It's amazing we could, you know, recruit with the older facilities we do have, you know. And I think that's part of, hey, do you want to go to UVA or not?
Yeah. Go ahead, David.
Well, I was just going to say, and now of course you know I'm having a senior moment, but let me tell you what's going to be key, and I think down the stretch for us as a team, just my one little my one little opinion here is we have got to find a way to put some pressure on the quarterback. And we have no sacks this year.
I think five sacks total to this point.
Yeah, five and six
we
games.
We had five sacks? Okay. Yeah. Maybe we didn't have any sacks on Saturday. That's what it is. You know, we are last place in the ACC in sacks. And we are also last place in the ACC in points per game and last in the ACC in defense, which surprises me because I think our defense has been doing a lot of bending but not necessarily breaking. So we've got to figure out a way to confuse Drake May if we're going to have a chance at all in Chapel Hill.
They've got to blitz. They've got to blitz some linebackers. They're going to have to blitz a cornerback or a safety. They're going to have to show a different look all the time. I watched quite a bit of Carolina's game against Syracuse, and let's face it, if he has time, he's going to eat you alive.
Yeah, he's
tall. He's agile. He's got a good arm.
Yeah, very talented football.
And they've got a lot of players, and now they've got Tez Walker. The young man who was having a difficult time getting approval from the NCAA to go ahead and be eligible. But now that they've got him, they've got a receiver room that's just jam-packed. But I'm more concerned about things like special teams and can the UVA offense maintain control of the football more so that Carolina won't have the ball the whole game. If they can run the ball a little bit, I think Musket and Calandria, I have a feeling Calandria's going to end up playing some. Both guys can win. They're winners.
The word on him, right, is I've heard that they're trying to not burn his red shirt year.
So, yeah, they didn't play him in that when Musket went out during the game.
Yeah, for that one weekend. Down, yeah.
They sent Grady in, but Grady's not a solution if you're in an ACC
game. You know, I'm lost now. How many years of eligibility do you have? Five, six? I keep seeing these guys, they're seniors or fourth year, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're done.
The players that are first year are not going to get those COVID years.
I think I still have 3 years left.
I think so. Parkhill and I are trying to come back one more time.
Yeah, you could do that Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice commercial.
Yeah, I might be able to.
Put him on the field and they say, oh, maybe not.
I could come in and shoot a free throw.
Well, yeah. If I can get out of bed, I'll play another down. I mean, you know, but I mean, the getting out of bed might be an issue. But anyway, we're off subject. You know, I think it's too early to give up. I understand why people are upset, but. You know, I think we had a teammate that was killed when we were playing it. Bobby and I did when we were playing at Virginia. And, you know, it is a tough thing for a team to move past. And not coincidentally, you know, we had two of our worst games after that loss. And of course, it was not a big deal made in the press like it is now. So not that many people probably were even aware of it. But one of our starting defensive players was murdered in D.C.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, you know what? I think it's too early to give up. They're giving me signs of hope as long as our offensive line continues to come around. Don't forget, they've had injuries and they've juggled some guys around.
That's true. You know, hey, David, we got 20 seconds left. We got to go to break. We want to thank you for all your contributions over the year. Give me a quick prediction. I know it's 2 weeks early. UVA at UNC in 2 weeks.
I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be about 42-17.
All right. We're going to leave it there.
Thank you, David.
Stay with us. Jody Smith comes back on the other side. Stay with us.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.com.
Invictus.org.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour special.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Show number 500 in studio. Obviously, Frank and Hobbo, Dr. Bobby Call, David Deck here with us as well. We're looking forward to having a segment with Billy McMullen here shortly after the in the second half hour. But right now, we're going to talk briefly about injuries and maybe take a look. And also, before I go on, Fridays tonight, we're going to Fridays Broad and Glenside. Immediately after the show, having a big celebration party. If you're in the neighborhood, please come by. We have door prizes. We got
gift bags, live music,
autograph football, and autograph basketball.
Beverages.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a fun time. So please stop by if at all possible. We'd love to see you. But in the meantime, got a couple of injuries, not the least of which is Tony Muscat's shoulder.
So in the second half of the William & Mary game, Tony Muscat went down after reaching awkwardly to try to make sure that he got the first down. The interesting thing, he was well past the marker, but he put himself in an awkward position And I heard the announcer reference it later when I heard the replay of the game. He referenced it as an AC joint. It's interesting. UVA has not revealed that information, but somebody told somebody on the TV crew about Musket's left shoulder. But we're waiting to find out. Musket only missed one play, barely went in the tent, and then ran back on the field and threw a touchdown pass. Maybe he's better off when he hurts his shoulder.
Well, clearly it's his non-throwing shoulder, but still.
It affects him.
It's got to be painful, I assume. Bobby, did you ever have a shoulder problem?
No, not really. Not while playing at UVA. But anytime you do have an injury, it certainly can change your game. And, you know, maybe it changed it for the better. You know, he wasn't thinking about, am I going to make this play? I'm just, you know, I just want to play and get over this shoulder.
Well, clearly he's a tough kid and wants to be out on the field. That's obvious.
Absolutely. I think it does. That shows how tough he is and how much he wants to win at UVA.
All right, so a couple things. First off, UVA running back Mike Hollins, who, you know, was the hero survivor of the shootings last November. Hollins, he missed the game with an ankle issue. We've read and heard through various sources that he's out. We don't know how long he's going to be out. My guess is he'll be back in 2 weeks to play against Carolina. Suffice to say, very impressed with Paris Jones' effort. He rushed for over 130 yards against William Mary. Also impressed with Kobe Pace, who has been an excellent dual threat running back. Sackett Wood caught a nice ball the other day, and so he's not injured, but I wish he'd get more touches. I don't know what's going on there. We know that Ben Smiley has gotten healthier since his concussion protocol, and he's playing a little bit better. I saw him make a couple of plays. We do know that Langston Long, I think they also call him Lex Long, he played a little bit more in this most recent game, and much is expected of him. They need him back there with Sanker. Virginia is better when both of them are in the lineup. We know that Antonio Clary is out for the year. He had ankle surgery. He's a safety. He's not coming back. We know Malcolm Green has been out. We don't know if he's coming back. Trey Walker twisted his knee at BC after making the interception. We don't know what his status is. UVA doesn't have to tell anybody for a couple of weeks. That's sort of the injury update.
Yeah, it's as Bobby knows, football's a game of attrition. You know,
you
lose a lot of guys, unfortunately, during the season. Where depth comes into play.
On the flip side is you got to get your reps in, right? Because it's all about muscle memory. You don't think, right, when you make a play, you're reacting in football. So if you have to think about it, you're too late.
I never liked practice, but I did admit that it was necessary.
Absolutely.
How about you never went to practice?
When I intercepted that ball against Tech, I looked at that play all the week, you know, the whole week, past playing the flats, and boom. I just, you know, I saw the setup, I saw the quarterback, and
that's like
I
Frank
moved
on the golf course. He envisions that drive right down the middle, 325 yards.
Well, I'm about the 325, but I was okay back when I could play. All right, the ACC Network finally, ACC let us know that Virginia at North Carolina will kick off at 6:30 on Saturday, October 21st. The game will air on the CW Network, which is interesting. Duke is at Florida State, 7:30 kickoff that same night. Pitt is at Wake at 3:30 on the 21st. And BC and Georgia Tech kickoff at noon on the ACC Network. More about those games and this week's weekend's upcoming games coming up. All right, we're going to go to break. Coming up on the other side, we've got Billy McMullen and we've got Bobby Call jumping in and out, and he's good at that.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, I love that. Nothing better than the Doors from the good old days. All right, Who's Talking is back. It's our third segment tonight. And
our 500th show.
Yes. How about, this is our 500th show?
It's amazing. And speaking of 500th show, we're having a big party at Friday's momentarily.
Woo-hoo!
So come on out. We got $2 drafts. We got great appetizers,
it's wing
great
night.
Food.
All kinds of appetizers.
They'll have TVs with baseball on, football on later on.
And
we got
wing?
Door prizes. We got gift bags. We got it all.
Sliders.
And Frank will be in the corner signing autographs for
yes.
and the two significant door prizes, a signed football by Tony Elliott and a signed basketball by Tony Bennett. So those are the big door prizes we're giving away tonight.
Plus, we have UVA basketball game tickets.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Unbelievable. We've got the Texas A&M game, a pair of tickets for that. We got tickets for the Louisville game. And we've got a couple of tickets for one other Syracuse.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention those tickets. I was going to use them myself.
No, you don't get them, Hobgood.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. See, tried to, how about trying to scarf them? That's typical Hobgood. All right. Without further ado, Billy McMullen, one of my favorite players of all time. I used to call him Glue Fingers because if the ball was thrown in his zip code, he caught it and he did something with the ball. Involved in a bunch of big-time plays over the years. We're not going to go into all those.
Well, he's been in studios several times, and I've noticed his hands.
They're gigantic hands.
They're big hands. I could have made the man a stud in basketball. I still say, you know, he could have been a two-sport star.
He's too calm for basketball.
I don't know. He's got some athletic ability. You know, he could have been Terry Kirby, Matt Blunden, and Billy McMullen, the three guys that really starred in both sports.
All right, enough of that. Billy, welcome to Who's Talking, show number 500.
You know what? It's a pleasure to be on this the 500 show with you guys, man. It's been a journey, and it's been a pleasure to be a guest on several shows. But definitely, I'm glad you guys invited me for this this iconic show here.
Yeah, there was no way we were going to do this show without you, Billy. We were going to move heaven and earth to make sure that you were you were part of this show. We've had so much fun with you on the air and. Discussing the good, the bad, the ugly over the years. I just said, you know, we were thinking about guests. I thought of you and David Sloan. We've got to have those two. And then Bobby Call fell in our lap. So Dave Dex demanded to be part of this show. He said,
hey, Billy, you know, the Virginia, of course, 1-5 record-wise, but Fields and Washington, the two wideouts, are terrific players. What are your thoughts on those two gentlemen?
Oh, you know what? It's always good to see the young guys. I should say this. It always feels good for a former receiver, especially from UVA, to see the passing attack working. I look at the time when I was really going off at UVA. We weren't that good. We were winning some games in terms of my junior year when I had that big year. And we didn't come out on top in terms of wins, but the passing game was on point. Now, we won more games my senior year, but to that point, I love seeing the young guys, you know, carrying the team in terms of, like, when a big play is needed, we always like the receivers to turn up doing some great things. So I tip my hat to those guys, and I think they're going to do some things moving forward in the season.
That's a good point, Billy. You know, those receiving, you know, the receptions are so exciting, just like that touchdown right before the end of the half. And oh man, you know when they're stretched, when you guys are stretched out, and you're driving us defensive backs crazy. But I'm glad when it's UVA guy making the grab. It is exciting.
Yeah. You know. Let's be serious. I mean, we're honest here. You know, fans like to see big plays, and it gets the people out their seats. It actually gets people in the seats too. So we. For the last couple of games, we've been making some pretty big plays on the outside. And last week, Jones had some, 12 carries, 134 yards. So offense is clicking a little bit now. So hopefully we can carry it into North Carolina this week.
Absolutely. And as you know, it takes like 5 big plays to win a game, you know, and you got to have those 5 big plays. And most of the time they're touchdowns or interceptions, fumbles, whatever. But, yeah, you guys are essential.
Yeah, and that play, as you referenced, the touchdown pass from Musket at the end of the half, that was really a big momentum play coming in the last moment. And it was a great throw, great catch, you know, and that's why they call you all skill players. That was a lot of skill in that play.
You talk about the play
right before halftime. Yeah.
No, it feels.
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool to go into halftime as a player's perspective. To have a big play like that, especially receiver, man, it's like you cut on the fountain and you're looking at your quarterback like, look, dude, when we go back out there, I need more of that. And the other receivers, if they're competitive, they're looking at the quarterback too like, hey, we're ready, man. We want to play like that too. So going into halftime with a play like that, trying to get our first win and leading up to Who's Talking's 500 show. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm sure that was really their motivation.
Well, you know, Malachi Fields has got a logo right on his helmet.
The big thing, you know, it was a little scary when it started 13-3 William & Mary. So that play kind of really rallied the first half and gave everybody in the stadium a good feel going into halftime.
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, it's good that we're on the other side of the ball. A good friend of mine, Mike London, was coaching those guys hard. I mean, they're 4-2 this year, so it's a feel good to have that that first win against a former coach and a good guy, good recruiter. So, you know, it's always I know somewhere in his heart, maybe not that day, he's like, "Hey, good job, guys." He had to be, you know, somewhat of excited for the Hoos to get a win.
But he had a good career at Virginia, and his bank account benefited too. Mike London, one of the great guys. Hobbo and I have always been huge fans of Mike, and I felt bad for him because there were a couple of big reviews on plays, particularly that fumble by the running back that got flipped upside down.
Right.
And, you know, that call goes the other way. Virginia was in trouble. That was a big time.
Yeah, the game was close and in question at that point.
You know, let me ask you this, Billy. One of the things that is, for lack of a better word, disturbed me is in the third quarter this year, coming out of these halftime breaks, Virginia's offense has been just struggling. The blocking hasn't been good. The running hasn't been existent. The receivers and the quarterback have been out of sync. And the difference was in the second half of the third quarter this Saturday, they were moving the ball some, and then Musket would make an error or someone else would get called for holding. But I felt like the team might have broken through. Something seemed to be happening, and they were like, "We're not going to let one penalty bother us. We're not going to let a turnover prevent us from winning this game." And I think it's going to help them have a couple of good weeks of practice. And it's a bye week this week. And I'd love to hear you and Bobby talk a little bit about the bye week.
Well, you know,
go ahead, Bobby.
Well, just from a defensive perspective, it's all about reps. You know, because you're playing off what the offense is doing. So the more looks you get, the more easily, I'm going to recognize it when it happens, you know. I don't know. I was just thinking about that from the offensive perspective. Is that something you guys see, or you know, you look at how good the D is, the D backs, and what you're going to have to do to get them?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing when I was hearing the question is, it gets back to, and I always preach this, is identity. So when you come in from that second quarter to third quarter, it's almost like a new game, and you're a team that is trying to find its way, you know, haven't won any games yet. They're still searching for their identity. A good team is going to say, "Okay, we know what we're going to do when we come out of halftime. We're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to do very well." And moving into the bye week, you carry that identity into the bye week too. Okay, we do these three things really well, and we're going to open up the game with them, and we're going to open up the third quarter with them. And you don't try to get too fancy with a team that's really trying to find their way. Of course, we're 1-5. But to your point, Bobby, it's all about reps. And the more reps you get, whether it's in the game or during practice, it'll carry you a far away.
Yeah, because it's not like a thinking, you know, game. It's a reacting game.
Very
much so.
Yeah, and that's right. And it's a recognition. You know, you recognize the defense and, you know, you adjust. Or, you know, I recognize what's going on offensively on that lineup. And I'm like, all right, it's probably this or that play.
Now, let me ask you this. How much of that comes from film study?
A ton.
Oh, a lot. That's the most reps, and Bobby can attest to this. That's the most reps you can get.
Yeah.
Is a film rep. And that, to your point, you know, we're looking at, you know, what is this, a cover three? Is it a cover two? And within the confines of the cover two, how does that boundary cornerback like to play that cover two? Is he very aggressive in the boundary? Is he more loose? Is that linebacker going to flash out? You know, all of those things matter. We look at from scheme to how the player plays the scheme. And as a young player, you're sort of fishing in the water like, okay, I don't even know if that's a cover two or cover three yet. More veteran player, you're like, okay, yeah, that's a cover three, and this is how they're going to play. So, yeah, it's all about that film study reps. And I tell you, we especially when you get into the NFL, that's all you do. And it's more,
hey, Billy,
more
talk practice. To me about Dez Kitching. What do you think about his game planning and play calling?
You know, I think that he is getting reps too. That's the best way I can say it. He's getting his reps in too, and he's finding the players that could execute on the things and the vision he has for the offense. Now, a good offensive coordinator, which I think he's growing into, They find a way that to tweak their offense to fit the players.
Yes.
Okay. You know, if I don't have a drop back guy, I can't really play drop back football here. If I don't have a running back that can really ground and pound, we can't do that. You know, even though that's my bread and butter and that's what I love to do. So in terms of him, I think he's born.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, I love that. Nothing better than the Doors from the good old days. All right, Who's Talking is back. It's our third segment tonight. And
our 500th show.
Yes. How about, this is our 500th show?
It's amazing. And speaking of 500th show, we're having a big party at Friday's momentarily.
Woo!
So
Woo-hoo!
Come on out. We got $2 drafts. We got great appetizers,
it's wing
great
night.
Food.
All kinds of appetizers.
They'll have TVs with baseball on, football on later on.
Somebody
and we got
wing?
Door prizes. We got gift bags. We got it all.
Sliders.
And Frank. We'll be in the corner signing autographs for
yes.
and the two significant door prizes, a signed football by Tony Elliott and a signed basketball by Tony Bennett. So those are the big door prizes we're giving away tonight.
Plus, we have UVA basketball game tickets.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Unbelievable. We've got the Texas A&M game, a pair of tickets for that. We got tickets for the Louisville game. And we've got a couple of tickets for one other Syracuse.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention those tickets. I was going to use them myself.
No, you don't get them, Hobgood.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. See, how about trying to scarf them? That's typical Hobgood. All right. Without further ado, Billy McMullen, one of my favorite players of all time. I used to call him Glue Fingers because if the ball was thrown in his zip code, he caught it and he did something with the ball. Involved in a bunch of big-time plays over the years. We're not going to go into all those.
Well, he's been in studios several times, and I've noticed his hands.
They're gigantic hands.
They're big hands. I could have made the man a stud in basketball. I still say, you know, he could have been a two-sport star.
He's too calm for basketball.
I don't know. He's got some athletic ability. You know, he could have been Terry Kirby, Matt Blunden, and Billy McMullen, the three guys that really starred in both sports.
All right, enough of that. Billy, welcome to Who's Talking, show number 500.
You know what? It's a pleasure to be on this the 500 show with you guys, man. It's been a journey, and it's been a pleasure to be a guest on several shows. But definitely, I'm glad you guys invited me for this this iconic show here.
Yeah, there was no way we were going to do this show without you, Billy. We were going to move heaven and earth to make sure that you were part of this show. We've had so much fun with you on the air and. Discussing the good, the bad, the ugly over the years. I just said, you know, we were thinking about guests. I thought of you and David Sloan. We've got to have those two. And then Bobby Call fell in our lap. So Dave Dex demanded to be part of this show. He said,
hey, Billy, you know, the Virginia, of course, 1-5 record-wise, but Fields and Washington, the two wideouts, are terrific players. What are your thoughts on those two gentlemen?
Oh, you know what? It's always good to see the young guys. I should say this. It always feels good for a former receiver, especially from UVA, to see the passing attack working. I look at the time when I was really going off at UVA, we weren't that good. We were winning some games in terms of my junior year when I had that big year. And we didn't come out on top in terms of wins, but the passing game was on point. Now, we won more games my senior year, but to that point, I love seeing the young guys, you know, carrying the team in terms of, like, when a big play is needed. We always like the receivers to turn up doing some great things. So I tip my hat to those guys, and I think they're going to do some things moving forward in the season.
That's a good point, Billy. You know, those receiving, you know, the receptions are so exciting, just like that touchdown right before the end of the half. And, oh, man, you know, when you guys are stretched out, you're driving us defensive backs crazy, but I'm glad when it's UVA guy making the grab, it is exciting.
Yeah. You know. Let's be serious. I mean, we're honest here. You know, fans like to see big plays, and it gets the people out their seats. It actually gets people in the seats too. So, we for the last couple games, we've been making some pretty big plays on the outside. And last week, Jones had 12 carries, 134 yards. So offense is clicking a little bit now. So hopefully, we can carry it into North Carolina this week.
Absolutely, and as you know, it takes like 5 big plays to win a game, you know, and you got to have those 5 big plays. And most of the time they're touchdowns or interceptions, fumbles, whatever. But, yeah, you guys are essential.
Yeah, and that play, as you referenced, the touchdown pass from Musket at the end of the half, that was really a big momentum play coming in the last moment. And it was a great throw, great catch. You know, and that's why they call you all skill players. That was a lot of skill in that play.
You talk about the play
right before halftime.
It's pretty cool to go into halftime as a player's perspective, to have a big play like that, especially receiver, man. It's like you cut on the fountain and you're looking at your quarterback like, look, dude, when we go back out there, I need more of that. And the other receivers, if they're competitive, they're looking at the quarterback too, like, hey, we're ready, man. We want to play like that too. So going into halftime with a play like that, trying to get our first win, and leading up to Who's Talking's 500 show, I mean, come on.
I'm sure that was really their motivation.
Well, you know, Malachi Fields has got a logo right on his helmet.
The big thing, you know, it was a little scary when it started 13-3 William & Mary. So that play kind of really rallied the first half and gave everybody in the stadium a good feel going into halftime.
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, it's good that we're on the other side of the ball. A good friend of mine, Mike London, was coaching those guys hard. I mean, they're 4-2 this year, so it's a feel good to have that that first win against a former coach and a good guy, a good recruiter. So, you know, it's always I know somewhere in his heart, maybe not that day, he's like, hey, good job, guys. You had to be, you know, somewhat of excited for the Hoos to get a win.
But he had a good career at Virginia, and his bank account benefited too. Mike London, one of the great guys. Hobo and I have always been huge fans of Mike, and I felt bad for him because there were a couple of big reviews on plays, particularly that fumble by the running back that got flipped upside down.
Right.
And, you know, that call goes the other way. Virginia was in trouble. That was a big time.
Yeah, the game was close and in question at that point.
You know, let me ask you this, Billy. One of the things that is, for lack of a better word, disturbed me is in the third quarter this year, coming out of these halftime breaks, Virginia's offense has been just struggling. The blocking hasn't been good. The running hasn't been existent. The receivers and the quarterback have been out of sync. And the difference was in the second half of the third quarter this Saturday, they were moving the ball some, and then Musket would make an error or someone else would get called for holding. But I felt like the team might have broken through. Something seemed to be happening. And they were like, we're not going to let one penalty bother us. We're not going to let a turnover prevent us from winning this game. And I think it's going to help them have a couple of good weeks of practice. And it's a bye week this week. And I'd love to hear you and Bobby talk a little bit about the bye week.
Well, you know,
go ahead, Bobby.
Well, just from a defensive perspective, it's all about reps, you know, because you're playing off what the offense is doing. So the more looks you get, the more easily I'm going to recognize it when it happens. You know, I don't know. I was just thinking about that from the offensive perspective. Is that something you guys see, or you look at how good the D is, the D backs, and what you're going to have to do to get them?
Yeah, the biggest thing when I was hearing the question is it gets back to, and I always preach this, is identity. So when you come in from that second quarter to third quarter, it's almost like a new game, and you're a team that is trying to find its way, haven't won any games yet. They're still searching for their identity. A good team is going to say, okay, we know what we're going to do when we come out of halftime. We're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to do very well. And moving into the bye week, you carry that identity into the bye week too. Okay, we do these three things really well, and we're going to open up the game with them, and we're going to open up the third quarter with them. And you don't try to get too fancy with a team that's really trying to find their way. Of course, we're 1-5, but to your point, Bobby, it's all about reps. And the more reps you get, whether it's in the game or during practice, it'll carry you a far away.
Yeah, because it's not like a thinking, game. It's a reacting game.
And, or an anticipation.
Very much so.
Yeah, and that's right. And it's a recognition. You recognize the defense and, you adjust. Or I recognize what's going on offensively on that lineup, and I'm like, all right, it's probably this or that play.
Now, let me ask you this. How much of that comes from film study?
A ton.
Oh, a lot. A ton. That's the most reps, and Bobby can attest to this. That's the most reps you can get.
Yeah.
Is a film rep, and that to your point, we're looking at, what is this, a cover three? Is it a cover two? And within the confines of the cover two, how does that boundary cornerback like to play that cover two? Is he very aggressive in the boundary? Is he more loose? Is that linebacker going to flash out? All of those things matter. We look at from scheme to how the player plays the scheme. And as a young player, you're sort of fishing in the water, like. Okay, I don't even know if that's a cover two or cover three yet. More veteran player, you're like, okay, yeah, that's a cover three, and this is how they're going to play it. So, yeah, it's all about that film study reps, and I tell you, we, especially when you get into the NFL, that's all you do. And it's more,
hey, Billy,
more
talk to me about Dez Kitching. What do you think about his game planning and play calling?
I think that he is getting reps too. That's the best way I can say it. He's getting his reps in too, and he's finding the players that could execute on the things in the vision he has for the offense. Now, a good offensive coordinator, which I think he's growing into, they find a way that to tweak their offense to fit the players.
Yes.
Okay. If I don't have a drop back guy, I can't really play drop back football here. If I don't have a running back that can really ground and pound, we can't do that. Even though that's my bread and butter and that's what I love to do. So in terms of him, I think he's growing. He's getting his reps in too, which is good. Of course, the fans want to see more highlights and more big plays.
He's had some exciting plays. It's how you mix them up, mm-hmm. like you were saying, Billy. But I think he's drawn up some good plays, but, there are a lot of plays you got to have for a whole game.
Hey, Billy, any memories of playing North Carolina in your days?
Oh, man, yeah. let me see. I think I had a really big game my third year against them. We had a really good game. I think I had maybe 100, 120 yards against them my third year. But the coolest moment I had against North Carolina was my first year when we went down there. That was, 99. And so we still had Thomas Jones. We still had Dan Ellis. And I was fighting to get, some playing time. But I tell you, I went off for warm-ups, and, that weird-looking blue, it wasn't a lot of blue. It wasn't a lot of blue people in the stadium. So I was mm-hmm. like, wow, this is college football? This is all the people that's going to show up? We get dressed, we come back out, and this is when North Carolina was good. And we come back out, and it's like a sea of weird blue people. I'm like, wow, this is college football.
I always remember Frank Quayle used to call that sissy blue.
Yeah, it's almost like my daughter uses that color when she's drawing skirts and stuff.
Crybaby blue. All right.
Crybaby blue.
All right, so Virginia started playing Carolina in 1892, oldest rivalry in the South. And by my recognition here of what I've read, it appears this will be the 128th time that Virginia and North Carolina will have played. Now, Virginia has this bye week, Billy, we have to leave it here. I want to thank you for all your contributions to Who's Talking over the years, and we're looking forward to the next 5 years of having even more fun. Take care. When we come back onto the side, Dave Deck is going to help Bobby, Call, and myself break down the upcoming ACC schedule. We're going to talk about the Olympic Sports Report, which is sponsored by Fridays. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues in just a few minutes.
There you go.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, I love this. Orange Crush by R.E.M. And I thought the Virginia defense in the second half, which held William & Mary scoreless in the second half, they were the orange crush, even though I think they were wearing blue.
They were wearing blue.
It's all right. Anyway, we are delighted to have none other than Dr. Jody Smith joining us. And I think the most important injury issue amongst many, but the big one, is Tony Musket aggravated his shoulder during the game in the second half. And, Jody, I want to get your thoughts and your Ortho Virginia perspective here concerning Tony Musket and what will happen over the next week to 10 days as he tries to prepare for the road trip to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, Frank, you know, it sounds like, you know, Tony probably either subluxed or separated the shoulder when he had the initial fall. That was kind of my kind of initial reading. And I thought initially it was a separation, but he may actually have had a more serious injury based on the way it's being described by Tony Elliott. And so, you know, that's one of those things where, you know, although they kind of heal, they don't really ever kind of go away, and the right kind of blow can re-aggravate it at any point. He ran a bunch against William & Mary and hit the ground a number of times because of poor blocking. I think at some point re-aggravated, and I couldn't really tell whether Tony was kind of just saying, we're going to play him as much as he can play because we want a redshirt Calandria, or whether he was actually saying that there was actually an actual incident that was worse than others. It's hard to say. I think, you know, every time he hits the ground, there's a chance he can re-aggravate it. It's his non-throwing shoulder. If it was to slip out again, there could be, you know, multiple weeks that would need to be off or slip in and out. Or it could just be that it's gonna, you know, he's going to be kind of a little gimpy on that side for the rest of the year.
I'm afraid it's probably the latter. I want you to know that we have Dave Deck and Bobby Call in studio with me right now. Hobbo has left to go over to Fridays to start the celebration, and that means Hobbo is probably getting a cold one right now. He's a sneaky guy like that. All right,
you got to hydrate.
Yeah, well, that's Hobbo needs to hydrate a lot. I want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for being such awesome sponsor partners since 2009. And we could never have produced the show that we have produced all these years without your help. And tonight it's our 500th. And let's talk about the games coming up this weekend. Virginia has a bye, but we know that Syracuse is at Florida State. Florida State is favored by 17.5 points. Wake is traveling to Blacksburg to play VPI. VPI is favored by 1. I think that game is going to be a fabulous game. What do you think?
You know, I'm still not impressed by the Hokies. I know they won, and they got a lot out of their players. But I'm, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll take Wake in the points on that one.
All right, Louisville is at Pitt. Louisville looked outstanding in their win against Notre Dame the other night. Louisville's favored by 8 points. They're at Pitt. I think I'd give the 8 points and go with Louisville. I think they're like a house on fire. I mean, they're ready to go.
Yeah, they look really good the other night against Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame kind of got exposed a little bit by Duke.
Yes.
But, you know, Louisville seemed that offense is hard. They've got a lot of athletes out there, and they're going to put points up. I don't think Pitt can stay with them.
All right, Miami is at UNC. Miami is ranked 25th as of today. UNC is number 12. I saw a lot of the UNC game. They're only favored by 3.5 points. I think UNC is going to spank Miami. I think Miami is in shock after blowing that game. All they had to do is kneel down with 26 seconds left and the game is over. And how you forget what the victory formation is and you're a head coach in college football is, to me, mind-numbing. I just didn't think that was possible. But
And if UNC wins that game, hopefully they're going to be taking us very lightly.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. Carolina is 5-0 for the first time since, golly gee, maybe the Civil War or something. But
we used to clean their clock every year in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, I'd like to be the spoilers this year and wreck that. NC State is at Duke. Duke is now ranked number 17. Duke is favored by 3.5 points.
And Armstrong's on the bench, right?
Well, yeah.
So is Riley Leonard.
Well, Riley Leonard has a sprained ankle, but I don't bet against Riley Leonard not being out there. He's having a hell of a year. That's an interesting game. Clemson and Virginia are off. Yeah, we don't care about Notre Dame. I'm not going to talk about them. All right. David, you've got some Olympic sports news, which is brought to us by Fridays, which has been a fantastic sponsor.
Yeah, for the women's field hockey team, they took it on the chin in overtime against Duke on Friday. The men's soccer team had a 1-1 draw against Boston College. Women's soccer fell to NC State 2-1 at home.
Ouch.
And the women's volleyball team was edged by Georgia Tech 3-2.
Ouch.
Okay, we've got exactly 1 minute till the end of tonight's show. I want to thank all of our guests. First off, David Sloan did a fantastic job. I want to thank good friend Jody Smith for being such an awesome partner all these years. And seated to my immediate right, Dr. Bob Call. I call him Bobby because I've known him forever.
It's been great.
Bobby, you have been
thank
a fantastic so supporter as well. And this year you stepped up, and we're so grateful. And David, thank you for joining us and helping us with lacrosse and the Olympic Sports Report. All right, next week's show, we've got Brad Barnes, the biggest man ever, to sit in this studio. We've got Wally Walker, who's back with the University of Virginia now in an official capacity. Noah Greenbaum is going to be here to talk about special teams. And Dr. Boyd Rawls with North Virginia. Go Wahoos. They're going to win the bye week. That's my 2 cents. Meet us at Fridays, woo-hoo! Everybody.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Reps into, and he's finding the players that could execute on the things and the vision he has for the offense. Now, a good offensive coordinator, which I think he's growing into, they find a way that to tweak their offense to fit the players.
Yes.
Okay, you know, if I don't have a drop back guy, I can't really play drop back football here. If I don't have a running back that can really ground and pound, we can't do that. You know, even though that's my that's my bread and butter, and that's what I love to do. So in terms of him, I think he's growing. He's getting his reps in too, which is good. Of course, the fans want to see more highlights and more big plays.
He's had some exciting plays. It's how you mix them up, mm-hmm. like you were saying, Billy. But I think he's drawn up some good plays, but, you know, there are a lot of plays you got to have for a whole game.
Hey, Billy, any memories of playing North Carolina in your days?
Oh, man, yeah. Let me see. I think I had a really big game my third year against them. We had a really good game. I think I had maybe 100, 120 yards against them my third year. But the coolest moment I had against North Carolina was my first year when we went down there. That was, 99. And so we still had Thomas Jones. We still had Dan Ellis. And I was fighting to get, you know, some playing time. But I tell you, I went off for warm-ups, and, you know, that weird-looking blue. It wasn't a lot of blue. It wasn't a lot of blue people in the stadium. So I was mm-hmm. like, wow, this is college football? This is all the people that's going to show up? We get dressed, we come back out, and this is when North Carolina was good. And we come back out, and it's like a sea of weird blue people. I'm like, wow, this is college football.
You know, I always remember Frank Quayle used to call that sissy blue.
Yeah, well, you know, it's almost like my daughter uses that color when she's drawing mm-hmm. Skirts and stuff.
Crybaby blue. All right.
Crybaby blue.
All right, so, you know, Virginia started playing Carolina in 1892, oldest rivalry in the South. And by my recognition here of what I've read, it appears this will be the 128th time that Virginia and North Carolina will have played. Now, Virginia has this bye week. Billy, we have to leave it here. I want to thank you for all your contributions to Who's Talking over the years, and we're looking forward to the next 5 years of having even more fun. Take care. We come back onto the side. Dave Deck is going to help Bobby Call and myself break down the upcoming ACC schedule. We're going to talk about the Olympic Sports Report, which is sponsored by Fridays. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues in just a few minutes.
There you go.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company. Period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrum at 1-800-476-6683.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease. because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, I love this. Orange Crush by REM. And I thought the Virginia defense in the second half, which held William & Mary scoreless in the second half, they were the Orange Crush, even though I think they were wearing blue.
They were wearing blue.
It's all right. Anyway, we are delighted to have none other than Dr. Jody Smith joining us. And I think the most important injury issue amongst many, but the big one, is Tony Muscat aggravated his shoulder during the game in the second half. And Jody, I want to get your thoughts and your Ortho Virginia perspective here concerning Tony Muscat and what will happen over the next week to 10 days as he tries to prepare for the road trip to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, Frank, it sounds like, Tony probably either subluxed or separated the shoulder when he had the initial fall. That was kind of my kind of initial reading. And I thought initially it was a separation, but he may actually have had a more serious injury based on the way it's being described by Tony Elliott. And so, that's one of those things where, although they kind of heal, they don't really ever kind of go away, and the right kind of blow can re-aggravate it at any point. He ran a bunch against William & Mary and hit the ground a number of times because of poor blocking. I think at some point re-aggravated, and I couldn't really tell whether Tony was kind of just saying, we're going to play him as much as he can play because we want a redshirt Calandria, or whether he was actually saying that there was actually an actual incident that was worse than others. It's hard to say. I think, every time he hits the ground, there's a chance he can re-aggravate it. It's his non-throwing shoulder. If it was to slip out again, there could be, multiple weeks that would need to be off or slip in and out. Or it could just be that it's he's going to be kind of a little gimpy on that side for the rest of the year.
I'm afraid it's probably the latter. I want you to know that we have Dave Deck and Bobby Call in studio with me right now. Hobbo has left to go over to Fridays to start the celebration, and that means Hobbo is probably getting a cold one right now. He's a sneaky guy like that. All right,
you got to hydrate.
Yeah, well, that's Hobbo needs to hydrate a lot. I want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for being such awesome sponsor partners since 2009. And we could never have produced the show that we have produced all these years without your help. And tonight it's our 500th. And let's talk about the games coming up this weekend. Virginia has a bye, but we know that Syracuse is at Florida State. Florida State is favored by 17.5 points. Wake is traveling to Blacksburg to play VPI. VPI is favored by one. I think that game is going to be a fabulous game. What do you think?
You know, I'm still not impressed by the Hokies. I know they won and they got a lot out of their players, but I'm, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll take Wake in the points on that one.
All right, Louisville is at Pitt. Louisville looked outstanding in their win against Notre Dame the other night. Louisville's favored by 8 points. They're at Pitt. I think I'd give the 8 points and go with Louisville. I think they're like a house on fire. I mean, they're ready to go.
Yeah, they look really good the other night against Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame kind of got exposed a little bit by Duke.
Yes.
But, you know, Louisville seems that offense is hard. They've got a lot of athletes out there, and they're going to put points up. I don't think Pitt can stay with them.
All right, Miami is at UNC. Miami is ranked 25th as of today. UNC is number 12. I saw a lot of the UNC game. They're only favored by 3.5 points. I think UNC is going to spank Miami. I think Miami is in shock after blowing that game. All they had to do is kneel down with 26 seconds left and the game is over. And how you forget what the victory formation is and you're a head coach in college football was, to me, mind-numbing. I just didn't think that was possible. But
And if UNC wins that game, hopefully they're going to be taking us very lightly.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. Carolina is 5-0 for the first time since golly gee, maybe the Civil War or something. But
we used to clean their clock every year in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, I'd like to be the spoilers this year and wreck that. NC State is at Duke. Duke is now ranked number 17. Duke is favored by 3.5 points.
And Armstrong's on the bench, right?
Well, yeah.
So is Riley Leonard.
Well, Riley Leonard has a sprained ankle, but I don't bet against Riley Leonard not being out there. He's having a hell of a year. That's an interesting game. Clemson and Virginia are off. Yeah, we don't care about Notre Dame. I'm not going to talk about them. All right. David, you've got some Olympic sports news, which is brought to us by Fridays, which has been a fantastic sponsor.
Yeah, for the women's field hockey team, they took it on the chin in overtime against Duke on Friday. The men's soccer team had a 1-1 draw against Boston College. Women's soccer fell to NC State 2-1 at home.
Ouch.
And the women's volleyball team was edged by Georgia Tech 3-2.
Ouch.
Okay, we've got exactly 1 minute till the end of tonight's show. I want to thank all of our guests. First off, David Sloan did a fantastic job. I want to thank good friend Jody Smith for being such an awesome partner all these years. And seated to my immediate right, Dr. Bob Call. I call him Bobby because I've known him forever.
It's been great.
Bobby, you have been
Thank
a fantastic
so
supporter as well. And this year you stepped up, and we're so grateful. And David, thank you for joining us and helping us with lacrosse and the Olympic Sports Report. All right, next week's show, we've got Brad Barnes, the biggest man ever, to sit in this studio. We've got Wally Walker, who's back with the University of Virginia now in an official capacity. Noah Greenbaum is going to be here to talk about special teams. And Dr. Boyd Rawls with North Virginia. Go Wahoos. They're going to win the bye week. That's my 2 cents. Meet us at Fridays,
Woo-hoo!
Everybody.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.